this to you yesterday, and we have an update now. A man accused of plotting a terror attack on July 4th at a parade in Cleveland. Federal authorities arrested him, and he intended to attack the downtown Cleveland 4th of July parade. The feds have been watching the guy now for a while because they said he voiced a desire to join a terror organization back between 2015 and 2017. This guy named Demetrius Pitts has been charged with attempting to provide material support to a terrorist organization. The agents caught the guy after he revealed his terror plans to an undercover cop. Allegedly, among them, he wanted to hit this park. I believe it's Von Vitch Park, where the fireworks are launched in Cleveland. And he was talking about using an explosive-packed van to take spots like St. John's Cathedral, quote, off of the map.
Yikes.
So thank goodness that our men and women that serve and protect, and we don't even know how the things they're doing, actually were able to take this guy down. Because I always wonder about, like, certain days where there's symbolism in them, where people, if they're going to do something and try to disrupt us.
Yep.
All right. This is an insane story to me. Alex, have you ever went on a cruise? It doesn't matter what company, but have you been on one?
No, I haven't yet. I really want to.
Okay. Now, I'm not saying this would happen, but you have to be careful because we don't know the exact story what did happen, but this is a miracle. An employee of a Norwegian cruise line ship went overboard Saturday afternoon, then nearly a full day later got rescued by a Carnival cruise ship.
Ooh.
What are the odds?
That is nuts.
No,
a full day?
A full 24 hours,
he
Alex.
He was in what, a raft?
I know. It sounds like just floating in the ocean.
There's no way he would be eaten by a shark.
Well, I mean, it depends if the sharks are nearby.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, here's what we know. There's no word on how the crew member went overboard, but the Coast Guard was called in to search for him. The cruise ship halted its trip and helped the Coast Guard search, but they did not find the worker. The next day, the Carnival ship spotted the man in the water about 21 miles north of Cuba and pulled him aboard. This is just insane. One of the ship's officers said he was all right, but obviously distressed from being in the water for so long. So, yeah, he just was sitting there, Alex.
He had to have had a life jacket on then. I mean, you can't swim. You can't tread water for that long. Like, there's so many questions I have. One, he had to have had a raft. If not, I guess a
he
life
fell in.
Jacket.
I don't think he had anything. He fell in.
But how would you keep it going?
The will to survive, I guess. Like,
oh,
you want to live,
gosh.
like maybe you can lay on your back, yeah, and float a little bit, but you're,
whoa,
right, treading water. I'm tired after like 10 minutes. And just, it's purely amazing. Let's see. The 33-year-old worker is doing fine, but still went to a hospital yesterday for the evaluation. The president of Carnival Cruise Line says, this is nothing short of miraculous. Kudos to the Carnival Glory team that saved that man.
Wow.
Because you got to fall in there and you see him, you're like, oh no, I'm dead.
Well, also, how do they even see you down there? Like, think of how huge a cruise ship is and how tall it is. How,
yeah,
do you even see some little guy floating in the water?
I assume, like, they were looking for him on purpose, like,
maybe,
just because they were going through that same path eventually. And binoculars, maybe?
Ooh.
But, yeah, what are the
imagine.
Odds? I just assume you're a goner. And final story here. I guess it's just kind of a sign of the times here. Not that I've done it in a while, but I remember back when we could go to this place, it was the most amazing thing ever. Best Buy no longer sells CDs at its stores.
Aw. So sad.
Thanks to digital streaming services, CD sales have been falling in recent years, but Best Buy CD sales have recently only brought in about $40 million annually, which is a lot less than what they're used to. They're going to continue to sell vinyl records, though, for the next couple of years, because that's picking up. But do
yeah,
you
for the hipsters.
But you don't like vinyl?
I mean, I don't have a record player, no. But yeah, it's the hipsters who like that, because like Urban Outfitters is selling
records. Think even it's weird, Alex. Like, do you think I'm a hipster?
No.
But I want to get a record player.
Well,
I'm a hipster now.
Guess you are now.
All right, that's Joe's Need to Know News. You can see all of it, by the way, at RadioNowIndy.com.